Well, good morning.
Tad's on.
It is a privilege always to get to be here with you. I always look forward to our times together.
我的荣幸今天又来到这里，我总是很期待来到这里跟大家分享。
And if it looks like only half of me is here, that's correct.
今天我只有一半的我在这里。
My wife Beverly is sick today, but she sends her greetings to you, and I know that she is sad that she can'tenjoy this time of fellowship with us together.
那我太太 Beverly 今天不舒服，但是她托我问候大家。
So I'm thankful to have Rachel to translate today.
今天 Rachel 帮我翻译。
This will be our first time to do that together.
这是我们第一次合作。
But I'm really grateful for her because if we didn't have her, you wouldn't understand a word I said.
然后我们为 Rachel 祷告，因为她如果翻译的不好，你完全听不懂我在讲什么。
I want to read the passage of scripture from which we're going to be teaching this morning.
我想先读一段经文，是今天早上我们要一起分享的。
It's just a few words. It's found in the book of Titus, chapter 2, verses 11 through 14.
是在提多书第二章十一节到十四节。
And so if you're looking for it in your Bible, I want to just say a few words about this letter. It's a letter from Paul to Titus.
这是一封信提多书是保罗写给提多的。
And in chapter 1, as he begins his letter, Paul identifies Titus as a child of his in the faith.
那在第一章的时候提到背景，那提多呢是保罗看待他像在灵里面所生的儿子。
So he was probably, as a Gentile, converted under Paul's ministry.
那在保罗传讲福音的时候，提多他是一个外邦人，但是他信了主。
And Paul obviously had a great deal of affection for Titus.
那保罗呢也很喜爱这个提多这个年轻人。
They shared a ministry together on his third missionary journey to Ephesus.
在保罗第三次的宣教旅行的时候，提多也跟着保罗一起同工去以弗所。
And we know that.From reading these two letters to the church at Corinth, that Paul had Titus deliver one of these letters to that church.
那我们在读哥林多前后书的时候，我们知道说其中有一封保罗的书信给哥林多教会的是由提多送去的。
It was a letter of correction.
是一封保罗要归正他们教会里很多问题的一封信。
So Titus would later.Respond back to Paul and assure him that the Corinthian church had received his words well.
那提多后来向保罗在报告说，哥林多教会有遵循保罗的教导，有归正。
And then Paul takes him to the island of Crete, and they establish a church there. And then Paul leaves him to carry on the work.
那之后呢，保罗又带提多去到了一个地方叫克里特岛，然后呢保罗走了，但是他把提多留在那个岛上去建立教会。
And this was a huge, huge task.
这是一个很艰巨的任务。
The Cretans identified themselves as liars and as beasts and lazy.
因为提多书上面讲说，克里特人又懒又馋，不做好事，总是说谎。
So it's kind of funny to think about someone saying, "Hello, I'm from Crete."I'm lazy, I'm a beast, and I'm not very honest.
这是克里特人自己给他们自己下定义，所以你会想说，克里特人，你如果见到一克里特人，他说你好，我又懒又馋，然后总是不做好事，满口谎言。
But in the first chapter of this letter to Titus, a Cretan actually says that about his people.
但是在提多书第一章那边有一个克里特人，他就是这样讲，克里特人就是这样的名声。
So I want to remind you of a little principle. This is context for these verses.
那所以我刚才讲的这些就是提多书的背景。
So remember this principle. You have to understand the context to make sense of the content.
那当我们想要了解真正的理解这封书信呢，我们必须要知道说它的背景。
So if you think of the Cretans and you think of this huge task that Titus has, these verses are very significant.
那我刚才讲的这几节经文呢，对于我们来理解说提多在克里特岛上建立教会的这个任务很艰难是有帮助的。
So let's read them.
那让我们来读这一段经文。
Go ahead. go ahead. I'll just, I won't read them. I'll let you just do that.
Sure.
Okay.
那我来读提多书第二章十一节到十四节。因为神就众人的恩典已经显明出来，教训我们除去不敬虔的心和世俗的情欲，在今世自守公义敬虔度日，等候所盼望的福，并等候至大的神和我们的救主耶稣基督的荣耀显现。他为我们舍了自己，要赎我们脱离一切罪恶，又洁净我们，特作自己的子民，热心为善。
There is in these verses the doctrine of salvation and instruction about how we are to walk in the light of that salvation.
那在这段经文里面讲到啊，很深的教义关于恩典，那也教导我们说，在这个不敬虔的时代要怎么样来生活。
So I would, if I had a Bible and I marked in it, I would mark these verses because they are so significant in specifically understanding the gospel.
那如果我有一本圣经，我一定读到这些经文的时候，我就会把它画出来，因为这很有助于帮助我们了解啊圣经的教导。
Now the gospel is something that is very central to all of Paul's writings and to his letters.
了解这段经文对于我们来理解保罗的书信是至关重要的。
It's the gospel of grace.
这个福音是一个有关于恩典的福音。
And in teaching the gospel of grace, Paul is really guarding against two errors that can take place.
那保罗在他的书信里面为了护教，为了这个福音的正确性，有两个错误是保罗一定要纠正的。
One of those errors is that we would assume that there is something that we could do in our own strength to come to Christ.
第一个错误就是说，人可能会认为我们自己通过自己的努力可以赢得这个救恩。
So Paul works overtime to tell us it is by grace we are saved through faith, not of works or anything that we do, lest we would boast in ourselves.
所以保罗花了很多的时间去论述说我们得救是靠着恩典而不是靠着行为。
The second error that Paul is guarding against is the error of license, the error of a presumptive grace, the error of assuming that we can live however we want.
第二个错误就是说认为说我们有了恩典，我们就可以任意而为，过任何一种我们想要过的生活。
So it's the idea because God loves me and God has forgiven me, I can do whatever I want.
就是说，神既然已经原谅了我，宽恕了我，那我就可以想做什么就做什么。
But Paul says in Romans chapter 6, verse 1, shall I continue to sin so that grace will abound?
所以保罗在罗马书六章一节说，难道我应该继续犯罪，让恩典在我的生命里显得更多吗？
So grace, which is kind of the heart of the gospel, Paul wants to make sure that the people in Crete understand it.
所以在福音里面的核心就是恩典。那保罗花了很多的功夫，要确定说我们了解到底什么是恩典。
And Paul understands that it is a gospel of grace.
那保罗很显然他明白救恩是有关于神的恩典。
Paul is overwhelmed that he...The chiefest of sinners has been saved by God's grace.
保罗自己也很惊讶于，他说我是罪人中的罪魁，但是如今却蒙了救恩。
But he also sees it as a gospel of glory.
但是他也把这个救恩看作是一种荣耀。
That God is changing us from glory to glory.
那神使我们有他的荣耀。
From one situation in life to another, in which we are trusting God.
透过我们相信耶稣基督，那神就改变我们的生命，使我们的生命能够彰显出荣耀来。
To become more like Christ.
更像耶稣基督。
And glorify Him.
荣耀神的名。
So that's why I really am calling this message today from grace to glory.
那所以今天我讲到的主题就是说，从恩典到荣耀。
Because it's the story of the path that we take from the moment that we come to salvation.
这是一个过程，是一条路，就是说我们刚开始从得救。
Through the life of sanctification, where God is growing us.
到成圣，在这期间，神使我们的生命不断的成长。
And to glorification, that moment when we die and go to spend eternity with Him.
到得荣耀，就是我们啊身体死去，去见主面的时候。
Grace is a part of that whole journey, isn't it?
神的恩典贯穿了这一条路啊，这个过程的每一个点。
So let's talk about what Paul says about the gospel of grace.
那所以我们接下来花点时间看保罗怎么样讲神的救恩。
First of all, he said it brings salvation.
啊，首先是啊，保罗说啊，神啊，神对我们的拯救带来恩典。
It brings salvation for all men.
啊，给全人类，给众人带来恩典。
Peter would write in one of his letters.He is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to eternal life in Christ Jesus.
彼得在圣经里面写说，神不愿一人沉沦，乃是愿所有的人都得救。
He says that this salvation has appeared to all men.
他说神救众人的恩典已经显明出来。
The word we use for that theologically is the incarnation of Jesus.
在神学上，我们把这个叫做啊，耶稣基督的道成肉身。
And John's gospel writes about it this way.
那约翰是这样在约翰福里面福音里面讲道成肉身的。
The word meaning Christ.
啊，道就是基督。
Became flesh and dwelt among us.
道成了肉身，住在我们中间。
And we beheld his glory.
啊，充充满满的有恩典。
The glory of the one and only.
啊，是神的恩典。
Full of grace and truth.
充充满满的有恩典，有真理。
Okay, so I guess we need to move our.
I'll move it.
Will you do that for me? All right.
Yes.
It's hard for me to do two things at once. Thank you.So the gospel of grace brings salvation. It appears unto all men. I think it's important to talk about what it means that it has appeared to all men.
那我想我们要花一点时间来了解说什么叫神救众人的恩典已经显明出来。
We talk about special, about general revelation.
那我们讲到说普世的一个启示。
And the Bible says that the heavens declare the glory of God.
那讲到说诸天诉说神的荣耀。
And the invisible things about God are understood by the visible things we see.
那神的神性是借着神的神性是我们看不到的但是却借着他所造之物能够显明出来。
So that every man is without excuse.
所以没有人可以推诿。
So it means when I go out to Pismo Beach and look at the ocean and the setting sun,That should stir up within me an awareness of God.
就是说，今天我如果去到 Pismo Beach， 那我看到这样的美景是神的手所创造的，它应该在我的里面搅动起来，让我能够有对创造主的一个敬畏。
But the Bible isn't saying that that is enough to be saved.
但是圣经说，啊，光是借着所造之物显明出来神的神性是还是不够的。
Because we not only believe in general revelation that all men have,
啊，因为啊，并不是说这种啊显明给众人的足够以让所有的人都悔改信福音。
But we believe in special revelation.
啊，那神对我们也有特别的启示。
And that's the revelation of the gospel in Jesus Christ.
就是透过耶稣基督的福音启示给我们。
And that's why the Bible says about him, or he says about himself, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father except through me.
这也是为什么耶稣基督在世的时候说，啊，我就是那一条路，啊，是生命的路。若不是借着我，没有人能到父那里去。
And he goes on to tell Philip in that 14th chapter of John, if you've seen me,You've seen the Father.
耶稣也说，如果你们看见我，你们就看见了父。
So the gospel is revealed in Jesus Christ.
所以福音是借着耶稣基督所显明的。
Now, what is the function or what is the role of grace?
那恩典的功能或者恩典的角色是什么呢？
So we believe it's the instrument of salvation. It's what allows us to have access to God the Father through Christ.
是一个基本的一个救恩，让我们能够来到父神的面前。
But what role does grace play in my life once I become a follower of Christ?
但是这样的恩典在我的生命里啊，自从我成为一个基督徒以后，是扮演什么样的角色，有什么样的功能？
Well, the gospel of grace trains us to say no to ungodliness.
那恩典教训我们除去不敬虔的心。
So, when the Bible talks about training us, it talks about it in several ways.
当圣经里面讲教导教训的时候，有几种方法。
It talks about the word of God being an instrument of our training.
那讲说神的话教导我们。
How so?
神的话怎么样教导我们？
The Bible says that all scripture is profitable or useful for us.
圣经说圣经都是有于教训督责都是有益的。
For teaching,
教训。
For rebuking,
督责。
And for correction,
使人归正。
So let me say that again. It is profitable for us for teaching, rebuking, or reproof.And correction
是圣经与教训督责使人归正都是有益的。
So here's how the grace of God trains us.
这就是神的话语怎么样来训练我们。
It teaches us by telling us what to do.
告诉我们什么是我们应该做什么。
When we don't do it, the Holy Spirit comes and convicts us.
当我们不去做神教导我们要去做的事情，那圣灵就来到我们的里面来督促我们。
The role of conviction is not to push us away, but to bring us back in agreement with God's word.
圣灵的督促不是说让我们远离神，而是把我们带到离神更近。
That's how it corrects us.
这是圣灵怎么样归正我们。
So it teaches us.
他教导我们。
It reproves and convicts us.
教导我们，督促我们。
And it corrects us and brings us back into fellowship with God.
让我们做对的事情，以至于我们可以跟神有一个团契。
Now, if you read that passage of Scripture, all of these things equal training in righteousness.
那如果你读那一段经文的话，你就会知道说。所有这一切圣灵的工作都是神对于我们的教导和监督。
Are you following me? So how do we get trained?
那神怎么样教导我们？
The word teaches.
神的话教导我们。
When we do something wrong, the Holy Spirit convicts us.
当我们犯罪的时候，圣灵来感动我们。
And God through the Holy Spirit and His grace draws us back through correction to a place of fellowship with Him.
以至于我们可以做对的事情。回到神的面前。
And that process occurs a lot in our lives, doesn't it?
那这一个过程在我们的生命中是时常发生的。
Does that happen to you or is it just me?
你有没有过这样的经历？
All of us, right? That process is called training in right living, training in righteousness.
那这样的一个过程我们都感受过，就是说神怎么样教导我们能够过一个敬虔的生活。
So training, the grace that trains us, teaches us, there are things in our life to which we say no.
恩典教导我们，训练我们去除去不敬虔的心。
The Bible tells us there are some things that we renounce in the world.
就是说我们要抛弃一些我们从前在这个世上行事为人的方式。
Things that are contrary to what God's word says.
那些跟神的话所冲突的事情。
And the Bible says in this passage of Scripture that grace trains us to say no to our worldly passions.
那这段经文讲到说，神的话训练我们对那些不敬虔的事情说不。
Those are the things within us that sometimes cry out for our own way, not God's way.
在我们的里面想要按照自己的方式去做事情的那些想法，圣灵让我们说不。
And what does the Bible say about our own way?
那圣经是怎么样讲说我们自己的里面想要按照自己想法做事的这些想法呢？
There's a way that seems right unto man, but the end of that way is destruction and death.
人的心自有谋算，但是 到头来，如果你按照你自己的想法去做的话，就是没有结果。
So the Bible says, "Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world."
所以圣经上说，不要爱世界和世界上的事。
Say no to the world.
对世界说不。
The Bible says, "Lay up for yourself treasures in heaven, not on earth, where moth and rust corrupt." Say no to the allurement of riches of the world.
你们要在积攒财宝在天上，而不是在地上，因为在地上有虫咬，会生锈。
But I always think it's important for us to not only to see what the Bible says we are to say no to, but what we are to say yes to.
那我也很有兴趣知道说，不仅圣经教导我们说要对哪些事情说不，而也要去看一看说圣经教导我们对哪些事说 yes。
It says that the Bible trains us through grace to live self-controlled lives.
圣经教导我们要敬虔的，要有节制的。
I believe that self-control always means in the Bible living under the control of the Holy Spirit.
那我总是认为有节制是我们在圣灵的督导下生活的一个重要的一点。
We can't control ourselves, right?
因为我们自己没有办法自守。
The Bible says, apart from me, you can do nothing.
神说离开我你们什么都不能做。
The book of James says the tongue, which is a tiny unruly member, no man can tame it.
也说舌头是白体当中就像一个火焰一样，你没有办法去勒住它。
So if I'm talking about self-control, I'm not talking about flexing my muscles and saying I can do this.
那当我讲到说自守或者说节制的时候，不是说要控制我的肌肉不要有这个肌肉的反射。
But I'm talking about saying, Lord, I can't do this on my own. I give myself to you, be my strength.
而是在说主啊，我自己不能够自守，求你来帮助我。
So God gives us strength to say yes to the Holy Spirit and to live under His control.
神给我们这样的力量，对圣灵的督促说：“是的。”
This passage says that grace also trains us to live godly, upright lives.
那这段圣经也教导我们要敬虔的度日。
I've observed that in my life that God is changing my life.
那我在我自己的生活中观察到说神他改变我的生命。
I can think about the fruit of the Spirit, which includes patience.
我可以观察到说圣灵的果子包括忍耐。
I am not by nature very patient.
我的本性是一个非常没有耐心的人。
Someone said that someone prayed this prayer, Lord, I want to be patient and I want it right now.
那我听过一个祷告说神啊你给我耐心吧我现在立刻就要有耐心。
But throughout my life, God has placed me in a number of circumstances in which He has taught me to depend upon Him and to wait on Him to do His work.
那在我的生命中有很多次的情形神亲自的教我说我必须要完全的依靠他去等候神去做工。
Waiting on God to do His work is sometimes an act of great faith, isn't it?
等候神自己来做工，很多的时候需要很大的信心。
But God has promised in His Word that everything that we need for life and godliness comes through the knowledge of His Word.
那神说，那我们这样的，我们所有这些我们需要的信心和去知道说怎么样敬虔度日，都是从神的话而来。
The Bible says, where things are impossible with men, all things are possible with God.
在人不能，在神凡事都能。
The Bible says, God will not give us more that we can bear, but He will, with our trials, provide a way of escape that we can bear it.
神不会给我们担当不了的重担，总会在难处当中给我们开一条路，使我们能够忍受得住。
These are the promises of God.
这都是神的应许。
These are the disbursements of God's grace to us.
这就是神的恩典怎么样的降临在我们的生命中。
And they are training us to say no to the world, no to to our flesh and yes to God and to his Holy Spirit as he guides us one day at a time.
神教导我们怎么样对自己的想法对不敬虔说不而对于圣灵的教导顺服。
So I think that's really important for us to think about that grace not only saves us, but it's grace that trains us now to live and to walk in a way that brings glory to the Father.
所以神的恩典不仅仅是救了我们拯救我们并且他不断地来教导我们训练我们让我们能够与神更亲近。
But it's not just a gospel of grace, it's a gospel of glory.
那不仅仅这个是有恩典的救恩而且也是有荣耀的恩典。
Notice in verse 11 it says, For the grace of a God has appeared.
说神的恩典已经显现了。
That's history.
这个是一个事实。
That's a reference to the saving work of Jesus Christ when he came to earth and gave his life on the cross for our salvation.
是一个历史上的事实就是在耶稣基督钉在十字架上拯救我们的那个时候。
But notice in verse 12 what it says.
但注意十二节讲到。
We are waiting for our blessed hope.
那我们如今在等候所盼望的福。
The appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ.
并等候至大的神和我们救主耶稣基督的荣耀显现。
So he came once.
耶稣基督来了。
But he's coming again.
还会再一次来。
Are you excited about that?
你们期待吗?
You don't look very excited. If you're excited about that, say amen. Amen, right? Our hope is that He is coming back again.
我们的盼望是耶稣基督的再来。
When John writes about this in his letter, he says, It is with this hope of seeing himself that we purify ourselves or we seek to live lives that honor God.
那约翰在讲到说，当我们有这样的有福的盼望耶稣基督再来的时候，我们就有这样的能力说可以过一个圣洁的生活。
Because we know one day that we will see him.
因为我们知道有一天我们要再见主。
I hear people say, well, I can't wait to get to heaven to see my mother or my father or my grandmother.
那我有时候听到人说我等不及要去天堂这样我就可以见到我已经过世的母亲或者是爷爷奶奶。
And my father, mother, and grandmother are all surely with Christ.
我的父母我的祖父母肯定都跟主耶稣在一起。
But a songwriter years ago wrote these words, I want to see my Savior first of all.
但有一个诗人说曾经写过说那我想要最先见到的是我的救主。
And the writer here, Paul, tells us why. It's because he is the one who gave himself up for us.
那保罗在这里面解释到说为什么最想先见到的是我们的救主呢因为他为我们的罪舍了他自己。
Jesus willingly laid down his life for us.
那耶稣基督他自己愿意甘愿的为我们舍了他自己。
He did that suffering on the cross even when his father turned his face from him.
那即便在父神转脸不看他的时候。
And so to think that he gave his life for me, a sinner, is an overwhelming thought for me.
想到说他为我这样的一个罪人舍了自己，会让我觉得太高深。
One of the greatest verses in the Bible, Romans chapter 5, verse 7,
罗马书五章七节
says that God commended his love towards us.
神定义爱我们。
That while we were sinners, Christ died for us.
在我们还是罪人的时候，基督为我们死了。
Don't lose sight of what a wonderful truth that is.
不要忽略，这是多么伟大的救恩。
And then it says, He is the one who redeemed us.
那这边也说他救赎了我们。
This audience would have understood the concept of redemption.
那这本书的读这封信的人，他们明白。救赎是什么意思?
It was the process by which slaves were bought out of their slavery and given freedom.
是讲到奴隶他为了要赎身获得自由的时候所付的那个代价。
The Bible is saying that we were slaves of sin.
啊，圣经说我们是被罪捆绑的奴隶。
We were lost without hope.
那我们毫无希望。
But God paid the Jesus paid the price for our sin and redeemed us from our sin.
耶稣基督付上了这个代价，以至于我们可以得赎。
So now we are free to follow after Him.
那我们现在有这样的自由去跟随耶稣。
I think the final part of this little trio of things that is said here is that it says he made us his very own.
那这边讲到他是我们特作他自己的子民。
I've often thought what it would be like to have Jesus here.
那我经常在想，那如果耶稣今天就在这儿，会是什么样？
And he would walk with me up to Bianca.
那他会跟我一起走到 Bianca 面前。
And Jesus would say, Bianca, I want you to be Dale. Meet Dale. I want you to meet him.
I want you to what?
Meet Dale.
耶稣会说 ，Bianca， 我现在来引荐你，见 Dale。
He belongs to me.
他属于我。
Wouldn't that be a terrific thing to hear?
听到耶稣说他属于我，这个是不是非常美妙？
Jesus is at the right hand of God interceding for us.
耶稣基督在父神的右边为我们代求。
And I can hear him saying to the Father when I've had a difficult time.
那我可以听到他为我祷告，当我在有一个，当我在艰难当中的时候。
I died for Dale.He belongs to me.
耶稣基督可能会这样祷告：我为 Dale 死了，他是属于我的。阿门吗？
Paul would write, "We are not our own; we are bought with a price."
那保罗说，我们自己的这个生命不是属于我们自己的，而是耶稣基督所买赎回来的。
Paul writes in the book of Ephesians that when we become children of God, we are sealed by the Holy Spirit, and we are marked as His possession.
在以弗所书里面，保罗说：“当我们成为耶稣，当我们成为神的儿女的时候，我们是被买赎回来，并且用圣灵的印记印上了。”
So when we think about His glory, we think about who He is and what He has done.
当我们想到耶稣基督的荣耀的时候，我们就想说耶稣基督是谁，他为我们做了什么。
In Romans chapter 9 through 11, Paul is talking about the nation of Israel.
罗马书九章到十一章，保罗。在讲论以色列这个民族。
And he's talking about all of God's blessing, mercy, and grace throughout their history, in spite of their rebelliousness and sin.
不论以色列民族是怎样的悖逆、背叛神，那神的恩典和救恩是怎么样在历史当中一次又一次领导他们。
And when he comes to chapter 12, having talked about God's mercy and grace,
那当到罗马书十二章的时候，讲到神的救恩的时候。
He says in verse 1, I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God.
他说我以神的恩劝你们。
Because of God's mercy, I am asking you this.
因为是因着神的恩典，我现在劝你们。
That you should present your bodies to him a living sacrifice.
当将你们的身体献上，当作活祭。
Why? Because this is acceptable.
因为这是理所当然的。
Why? This is because it is an act of worship.
因为这是对神的敬拜。
And why? Because it makes good sense to do this.
因为这样做是理所当然的。
So when we look at God's grace and God's glory, we ask then, how should we respond?
当我们看见神的恩典和神的荣耀的时候，我们就会问，那我们应当怎样回应呢？
So let me make an observation about grace, all right? So listen carefully.
我现在要做一个总结，就是说什么是恩典。
The grace of salvation frees us from the penalty of sin.
那神的救恩使我们不再等待罪给我们判的死刑。
And maybe the next, we can put the next slide up there, this will help, maybe.The grace in salvation given to us frees us from the penalty of sin.
神的救恩使我们脱离了罪的刑罚。
So the Bible says the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord.
圣经说，因为罪的工价乃是死，唯有神的救恩使我们能够拥有永生。
So as believers, we don't have to worry about the penalty of death for sin because we have been redeemed by the blood of Christ.
那作为基督徒，我们就不再惧怕死罪的刑罚，就是死，因为啊，神已经救赎了我们。
But His grace in sanctification frees us from the power of sin.
那神的成圣的恩典使我们脱离罪的权势。
Once we become children of God, we have the power and the strength in Christ to say no to sin and its temptation.
当我们成为神的儿女的时候，我们就有这样的权势啊，不再受罪的捆绑，我们就有这样的力量对罪说不。
So grace saves us and grace grows us.
恩典拯救了我们，并且他恩典保守我们，使我们不断的成长。
But His grace in glorification frees us from the presence of sin.
啊，恩典也使我们啊脱离了罪的存在。
So that really means that I'm probably always going to wrestle with problems and temptations.This side of glory,
啊，这个的意思就是说，我们可能还是会挣扎啊，在试探当中。
But the glorious award, the reward that awaits me, is one day I shall be in the presence of God, and I will be without sin, ever free to serve Him wholly.
但有这样的盼望，说有一天在神的荣耀啊当中显现的时候，我们就啊不再受罪的捆绑。
So how then are we to live out our lives because of His grace in a way that honors God?
那我们到底要怎样才能活出啊神的荣耀，去荣耀神的名呢？在
You notice the last part of what we read? As God's people, we are to be zealous or eager for good works.
啊，你们有没有注意，在我们读的这段经文的最后说啊，神召我们做他自己的子民，让我们热心为善。
So I want to ask you as we get ready to close three questions about how we are living out our life in response to grace.
那我想今天就啊有三个问题留给我们，让我们思想说我们怎样回应神的恩典。
Here's the first.
第一个问题。
Am I allowing God's grace every day to change me and to make me more like Him?
在我的生命中每一天，我有没有允许神的恩典来改变我和洁净我？
How do I do that?
我怎么样做到这一点呢？
So maybe every day when I wake up and have my time of prayer,
也许每一天早上当我醒来祷告的时候，
maybe I ask God, Lord, help me today to hear Your voice and to walk in obedience and bring glory to Your name.
主啊，帮助我今天能够走在你的心意当中，能够顺服你啊，能够荣耀你。
And I know, God, You're going to have to change me from the inside out for that to happen.
主啊，我知道要做到这一点，你必须要先清洁我的里面。
I'm going to need Your grace. I'm going to need Your strength.
我需要你给我恩典，你给我力量。
The second question is this: Am I living every day as one of His own?
那今天给大家的第二个问题就是说，我今天活着是否以做神的子民？为了做神的子民而活。
I mean, how do you identify yourself to others?
那你觉得你自己与别人有什么不同呢？
Well, I am Dale, I'm Beverly's husband.
啊，我会说我是 Dale, 我是 Beverly 的丈夫。
Or I'm Dale and I'm a retired pastor.
我会说我是 Dale, 我是一个退休的牧师。
What if I said, I'm Dale, I'm a follower of Christ?
那我也会说我是 Dale, 我是耶稣基督的跟随者。
Our identity is about who we are, not what we do.
我们的身份是有关于你是谁，而不是说你做了什么。
But who we are should instruct what we do.
你是谁会告诉你你应该做什么。
I am a product of God's grace. I am the result of God's grace.
我是一个啊神正在工作的一个，我是神的工作。
And the goal of my life is to be zealous to tell others about His work in my life.
那我的啊生命的意义就是说，告诉别人神在我生命当中的工作。
Are you eager to do good works?
啊，那你们啊有没有很迫切的想要啊这样热切的传扬福音？
So Lord, as I start this day, help in every human contact I have to represent you well.
在清早的时候跟神祷告说，主啊，让我今天所遇到的每一个人啊，让我能够作为你的使者，给他们带去好消息。
That's the challenge for me.
这是神给我的一个挑战。
And for all of us who are indebted to the Lord Jesus Christ for his gracious work in our lives.
我们每一个人都欠了福音的债。
So it's a life from grace to glory, right?
是过一个这样的一生，是从恩典到荣耀。
Grace saves us, grace keeps us, and grace is preparing us for that day we stand in the glorious presence of Jesus Christ our Lord.
神的恩典拯救了我们，保守我们，直到那一天我们要再见主的容面。
Let me pray for you and me. Father, we thank you for your saving grace.
亲爱的父神，我们感谢你的救恩。
Thank you for loving us.
感谢你爱了我们。
We thank you for the Holy Spirit that you have given us.
谢谢你赐给我们圣灵。
For the Spirit that makes us alive.
圣灵使我们活过来。
And enables us to say yes to God.
使我们顺服你。
And we thank you for the hope of eternal life.
谢谢你给我们这样永活的、永生的盼望。
Your word says that hope is the sure anchor of our soul.
是我们信心的锚。
May we be a people zealous to do good works for your glory, we pray.
让我们为你的荣耀而热心的行善。
Amen.
Amen.